Next patient is Marshall Jennings. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sam Bono, reason for consultation. Sinus pedicardia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, evaluation for pacemaker implantation. History patient is a 85-year-old male with the fatigue and shortness of breath period. Patient underwent a Holter monitor study that showed symptomatic sinus pedicardia as well as multiple pauses period. Patient is referred to me for permanent pacemaker implantation period. Patient has normal left ventricular function period. Patient is complaining of fatigue and shortness of breath period. Current medication, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, levothyroxine, wellbutrin. Period, allergies, non-endocrine, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease, cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denied in recent weight gain, or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure, so TIA on examination, blood pressure, 114 over 84 pulses, 32 respiration, 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heart of the rest and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimated no edema, click emission number 1, sinus pedicardia, number 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient most probably has 6 sinus syndrome period. Patient is quite symptomatic with the sinus pedicardia period. Discuss with the patient and family regarding permanent pacemaker implantation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please indicate to Dr. Sam Bono. Consultation date is 526-22.